The Ad Council. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. The Federal Reserve, by all accounts, is expected to cut interest rates when it meets in Washington this week. President Trump has been pushing for a cut for months and did so again tonight.
I think you have a big cut because I don't think he can help but cutting. It's perfect for cutting.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on what could happen.
I think it's more likely to be a quarter of a percentage point, at least for this meeting.
At the Kennedy Center in Washington.
Heavens are rolling.
A vigil for Charlie Kirk, the conservative political activist killed Wednesday in Utah. Correspondent Carter Evans.
Investigators haven't released a motive for the shooting. Law enforcement sources tell CBS News the suspect is not providing information to authorities.
In light of the killing, even though he was not a politician, he was political. And CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
In its emergency request, the White House expressed support for increased security funding for lawmakers, but left it to Congress to work out details.
It's not just their personal safety, it is really declaring to the nation that we believe that these tasks are hard, that there should be intense debate, that we have very different perspectives.
Members of Congress have faced at least 14,000 threats this year alone.
There's lots on the table as the U.S. and China resume talks in Madrid. CBS's Christopher Cruz unpacks the negotiations.
The Treasury Department says the talks are focusing on, quote, national security, economic and trade issues of mutual interest, including TikTok, and cooperating on money laundering networks. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is leading the American delegation. The talks are expected to last until Wednesday.
Beginning now on CBS, the 77th Annual Emmy Awards, celebrating the best and brightest in television. Before that, though, the red carpet. Actor S. Epafemerkusson of Chicago Fire will be presenting Best Drama alongside the cast of Law and Order.
It's fun, and it's a way to really acknowledge all the work that's done over the years, the stories that are told, the people who are telling the stories. So it's a great atmosphere to be in.
To keep the winners from going over their allotted time, Emmy host Nate Bargatze says he's donating $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America. Bobby Hart has died. He was a key part of the Monkees' multimedia empire, helping co-write some of their biggest hits.
'Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again.
He and his writing partner also wrote the theme for the long-running soap Days of Our Lives. His wife says his death came after a long illness. Bobby Hart was 86 years old. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/...
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 57. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday, lows in the mid-50s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 60. Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 84. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No. Seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, kids, pets, imaginary friends, welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. Time for tape 32, Gumbo Grunge. A mix of different styles and hits of alternative rock. We got Dave Matthews Band, Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, Foo Fighters, and plenty more on the way. Kicking things off with track one, best way to kick off our Gumbo Grunge is a song off of an album called Soup. It's a stretch, but still, it works. Here's Blind Melon and their hit from 1995, Galaxy, on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Keep on recurring here.
From out of 1996, requested by April in Rapids, Tonic with Open Up Your Eyes. Coming up, we got Blur, Black Crowes, Pearl Jam. Now requests from Benny in Point from my namesake, the band James with Laid on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Just like a deceit. It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Out of everything.
from the 1990s album Shake Your Money Maker, then Black Crowes with Twice as Hard. Future tracks from Dave Matthews' band Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots. Now a request from my main man Seth. I cannot believe I have not played this yet. 32 tapes in and I haven't played it. That just ain't right. Get ready to sing along. It's They Might Be Giants with Istanbul, not Constantinople. Sing along. It's 97.5 FM WFHR. Ooh, Istanbul would work out.
Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, in Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. And Constantinople, been a long time gone. And Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Yeah. exchange, no time to exchange you and I.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he expects the Federal Reserve to lower its key interest rate this week. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on what the central bank is wrestling with in coming with its decision.
One is to make sure the economy grows enough to create jobs for anyone who wants a job. And the other priority is to kind of keep a lid on prices, to control inflation or deflation.
President Trump says some Democratic groups are under investigation for allegedly funding and supporting political violence. He blames, quote, the radical left for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, whose wife Gabby Giffords was gunned down at a town hall in 2011, speaking on NBC.
We are more divided than we have been probably in my lifetime or yours.
The 77th Emmy Awards are happening right now on CBS.
Producers promised a Golden Girls tribute for the show's 40th anniversary, as well as reunions from some other television classics.
CBS's Dina Demetrius. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 57. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday, lows in the mid-50s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 60. Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 84. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
It's 73 at our studios.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. you might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head. But you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
locks on the chains he saw everywhere. But first he stripped, and then he was stabbed by faceless men. Fuckers, he still stands.
Yeah.
From the 96 album Tiny Music, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop, STP, Stone Temple Pilots with Trippin' on a Hole in a Paper Heart. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Get me your requests. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM us on Facebook, Smoke Signals, Morse Code, if you have a beeper that still works. Just get us those requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. We leave you with a preview for our next tape, where we will do a best of the year. Class of 1999, some of the hits of that year. From 99, here is Foo Fighters, We're Learning to Fly. Be good to each other. We'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009. Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Trump administration could again extend a deadline in 3 days for China's ByteDance to divest the U.S. assets of app TikTok or shut it down. President Trump, though, is not revealing his cards.
We may let it die, or we may, I don't know, it depends, up to China. It doesn't matter too much. I'd like to do it for the kids. They like it. I mean, selfishly speaking, I did very well on TikTok, and I got the youth vote.
The BBC's Tom Bailey says it comes as the U.S. and China are resuming talks on the app and on tariffs.
The most likely outcome from this round of talks is expected to be another extension of a deadline for the social media platform TikTok's Chinese owners to divest its U.S. operations by next week, or face a shutdown in the country.
Calls for lowering the temperature of political rhetoric days after the assassination of Charlie Kirk on a